Now, a story about a literary honor bestowed, then, oops, taken away. Last week, the National Book Foundation announced its finalists for the National Book Awards, and among the finalists for young people's literature was the young adult novel titled Shine. But it turns out there was a communication mistake. The judges had actually meant to nominate the young adult novel Chime. That's Shine versus Chime. The judges had read the list of finalists over the phone, and apparently the foundation heard Shine instead of Chime. Well, joining us to help untangle the tale is the author of Shine, Lauren Miracle. And Lauren, the finalists were announced last Wednesday. Your name was on that list. How long did your euphoria last?
Well, I got a call on Monday, so the Monday before Wednesday, from the National Book Foundation, in which I was told that I was a finalist, and I said, "You're kidding me." And he said, "That's not usually the response we get, but yes, I'm not kidding you." And I said, "Are you sure? Are you, do you know who you're talking to?" And he said, "Is this Lauren Miracle?" "Yes." "Did you write Shine?" "Yes." "Then congratulations, my dear, you are a finalist." And I was like, "Woo!" So I had 2 days of complete exultation, although I wasn't allowed to tell anybody about it. And then on Wednesday, when they did the announcement live, oh man, that was so awesome for all of 2 hours.
2 hours, and then things turned around when you heard that actually you were included on the list by mistake.
Yeah, I didn't hear that at first. What I heard was a very sweet journalist who was interviewing me at the time said, "So what's up with this Shine Chime confusion?" And my stomach fell, out of my body and onto the floor. And so I got on the internet and, yes, saw at that time a sixth finalist has been named. There was some miscommunication, but all books are worthy and the judges unanimously want to keep them all on the list. And hooray.
So here's what happened. The National Book Foundation added the book that they originally intended to nominate. That's a book called Chime by Franny Billingsley. Kept your book, Shine, on the list too, but then changed their mind, said you shouldn't be a finalist, and in the end essentially asked you to take yourself off the list. How did you decide that that was the right thing to do?
Well, I went from exultation to devastation to weep, 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 and weep some more. And then pull myself up from my, bootstraps and put on my big girl panties and say, you know what? it's time to get some resolution. And at that point, it did seem like the right thing to do was to say, they want me off. You got it. I'm off. Let's try to make something good come out of this.
And how did you make something good come out of it?
Well, they had very graciously invited me to come to the party anyway, and I felt like, no, thank you. I don't want to be the one sitting there saying, hello, I'm the one who didn't get nominated. So I said, how about we do a donation to the Matthew Shepard Foundation instead? And they jumped on it and said, yes, ma'am. And the book Shine deals with a gay teenager and a hate crime. And so for resources to be given to a foundation that works on protecting the integrity of young people and works on promoting tolerance over hate, that's pretty cool,
We should explain here that Matthew Shepard was the college student who died in 1998, who was the victim of a notorious anti-gay hate crime.
Yeah, and I live in Fort Collins, Colorado. I grew up in the South, but I live in Colorado now, and Matthew Shepard was attacked about an hour away from where I live in Wyoming. And so this was a very big deal in my town and in my heart and in my soul. And Matthew Shepard was somebody that I was thinking about constantly when I wrote Shine. So I thought that was a really beautiful way to at least honor that aspect of the situation.
I've been talking with Lauren Miracle. She's the author of the young adult novel Shine, which was mistakenly put on the list of finalists for a National Book Award. Lauren, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa. You rock.
And the National Book Foundation is promising to include new safeguards in its nominating process to avoid mix-ups in the future.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.